think these guys were asleep.
Really?
I mean, not just literally, but figuratively.
Do you think
that
Dick Cheney is weirdly helping Barack Obama?
And
perhaps?
To me, this is a prime example of the president, both presidents.
This is an official affidavit from the court, and it is saying that
I've
the whole
thing. I've used the N-word most of my life.
Giant douche nozzle.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the groundbreaking Phil Henry Show. And we want to, first of all, before we say anything else tonight, we want to thank not only the great station KPRC in Houston, Texas, for taking a hold of the groundbreaking Phil Henry Show and making it a part of its daily broadcast schedule, but also we've got some terrific friends in the city of Reno who have picked up the radio show, and those are the guys at KKFT 99.1 FM, Reno. We'll be going on the air if we aren't on the air there already. And in Albany at WGOW 590 AM in Albany, New York. These are a couple of markets where we were, where we held forth for quite a time, bud.
And then what happened was you said a dirty... You
shut up about what I said or didn't say.
How come?
Never mind about that. Nothing happened. Anyway, we thank you guys in Albany and Reno. We're so grateful and so happy to be back on the air with you there. And if you guys want to check out an affiliate list, we have it on our website at philhenryshow.com. And right now, while you're looking at the affiliate list, you can also take a look at the live streaming video of our show, which is on the air each and every night there. Live streaming video as well as the downloadable audio and the live audio feed. I mean, it's a multimedia phantasmagora, baby. And if you ain't got a computer and you don't know what that is, you can listen on the radio. It's as simple as that. You have all kinds of options. A lot of things happening on the political front. The White House hosted a liberal group of media figures. When I say a liberal group of media figures, acknowledged people in the world of the media who are liberal hosts. Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow were guests at the White House, and Barack Obama was hosting the feat. Joe Biden has rejoined it against Dick Cheney and has said, who cares what Cheney thinks? Fox News was refused an interview with the White House, and so the collected networks declined to take the pool feed. Now, I'll explain all of this to you, but there's this back and forth, this tug-of-war that's going on between the White House and the media, and there is a tug-of-war, obviously, ideologically going on between the two parties. And all of those things we want to discuss with you tonight. And we'll have on the line with us right now from West Virginia a couple of guys who've been regulars on our program before, West Virginia State Legislators Kurt Quede and Guy Barton. Both you guys are Democrats, and you're both President Obama supporters, but you have a great many friends across the aisle. And first of all, thanks for joining us tonight.
Phil, always a pleasure to be on your program.
Now, Phil, the other question I was talking to Kurt about was whether or not this czar situation, people say it's unconstitutional. I think we've got to look into that, too.
Because the question of constitutionality, Phil, that door swings both ways, and people trying to bring that up.
Well, you know what I'll do here is let's take it one issue at a time.
Oh, all right.
And let's first of all talk about something that both of you discussed in an interview with one of the local media there in West Virginia, the perception of the Republican Party. Now, I know there's a perception of the Democratic Party. There's perceptions of liberals. There's perceptions of conservatives. But the president today is a Democrat. And both of you said that the perception of the Republican / conservative movement is getting to a point where they've got to do something about it, right?
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Phil, the first thing I want to say is that we both have a great many friends across the aisle, as you say. We've got conservative friends. We have Republican friends. And many of them we have served in the West Virginia State Legislature for a great time. But the perception is exactly as you say. The perception of the conservative Tea Party and the perception of the Republican Party has gotten so negative now, they've got to shut it down. And I think they've got to shut it down as quick as they can.
I feel like they've got to shut it down and from the standpoint of that it's not doing them any good anymore. I'm not saying that it wasn't doing some good, but we feel they've got to shut it down as quickly as they can.
And by shut it down, I mean they've got to today shut it down and whatever connections they have.
Well, what are you saying, shut it down? You're not talking about the party, right?
Oh, no, we're not talking about the party. We're talking about the Tea Party.
Yeah, we're talking about the Tea Party Express and all of the conservative that dynamo, that media dynamo that the conservatives have going for them, that they thought was so positive, is actually turning against them. And I think that's why you've got to talk to someone who's real straight about that. Say, shut it down today.
And by shutting it down.
When you say shut it down, you're saying what? You're saying stop the tea parties?
Absolutely got to stop the tea party because now everybody thinks they're so crazy, you know.
Well, let me be as clear as I can, Phil. This is Kurt. The perception now is that the Tea Party is a racist group of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know it's not. You know it's not. I'm pretty sure, Guy, you wouldn't say they are, are you?
Well, I know a great many people in the Tea Party, and they're good people. But the perception now, they're nothing but crap, you know, what you call a lot of these rednecks.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It is a perception that they are redneck, they are racist, they are intolerant of minority and all the other group of people that I'm sure they are trying to embrace and bring into their party or their movement, if you will.
And so the only thing to do now, the damage been done, they got to shut down.
Well, see, I was going to ask you that question. So what do you mean they got to shut it down so people think they're racist? I mean, are you saying that that is a widespread perception?
Oh, without question, a widespread perception. Now, when I talk to people, you hear people say, well, the Tea Party, these people are all racist, crackers, and redneck. And they're very nervous about that.
And, you know, Phil, it's been said by people, very moderate people, too, and John McCain, and you heard Thaddeus McCarter is a very fine young man. I think he'd make a very great legislator someday if he become a Democrat, you know.
Yeah, it's the only thing wrong with that. McCarter is a Republican.
Yeah, but they've all said that these people are kook. He has used terms like they're kooky. He has used terms like they're way out there, you know. And I don't think it has done the Republican Party any good.
Yeah, but that's a far cry from saying that the perception is that the Tea Party people and...
Well, not just Tea Party, but the conservative side of the Republican Party. The Tea Party, I think, more conservative side of the Republican Party. Now, the people are looking at them like they're kooky, you know, when they're going after this woman, she a pro-choice candidate, they want to support her. Now, you got to ask yourself whether these people know what they're doing.
Yeah, and that's another good point, I think, that Guy Megan. They're not just kooky, they're not just racist, and they hate blacks, and they hate Obama on account of he's black, you know, which I know that's not true, but that's what people think. Now everyone thinks they are mentally unstable, you see, like they don't have, you know, they got a screw loose or something on that.
Because of their support for this, so this woman, Scafalavo or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's Scafalavo, the lady in upstate New York.
Now, this is a candidate that Newt Gingrich has supported, has thrown his support behind. It's a candidate that Thad McCarter has thrown his support behind. And as we said the other night on the show, it's also a candidate that, surprisingly, Bertha Lewis of Acorn has thrown her support behind.
Well, that's what I mean. It is crazy. People think they're crazy. They think that they have lost, like I said, to put it the most colloquial way I can, they got a screw loose. That they are mentally unfit to address the problems of this country, that they may have a mental disease of some kind.
And but that they are racist, you know, and they're a bunch of, it's like a rolling cracker barrel, you know, is what we call that, a rolling cracker barrel. And
well, what do you mean a rolling cracker barrel?
Well, the perception is this Tea Party go from town to town like a circus, like a three-ring circus. And they pull into town and they pull out put the tent up, you know, and they put up all the, everything that they want to do and tell people about the Tea Party Express or whatever they call it. Well, the whole thing comes across like a kooky, like a nut, like some kind of a nut caravan, you know.
Like a cavalcade of nuts.
Like a cavalcade of nuts, yeah. And
well, like a cavalcade of nuts. All right, let's talk about what this perception is.
Well, that's just a manner of speaking, you know.
No, I know that, but let's talk about who has this perception that the Tea Party people and the conservative people are racist and mentally unstable.
Well, I mean, the country does. When a country look at them, and
I don't. You say the whole country?
Oh, I think the whole country does. Yeah.
Well, look at all of the people that you see on television.
Well, those are all Fox News viewers. That's not the whole country. Those people are all sort of in bed with this mentality. Now, maybe they aren't bothered by the racist image that these groups have. And maybe not bothered by how mentally unstable they look.
I don't think the mentally unstable part is all that bad. I think it's when you talk about how racist they are, you know.
But they're not racist.
No, I know they're not racist. No one, that it has any sense that they're racist.
But the perception of the country of America is that the Tea Party is a bunch of mentally unstable, racist, race-baiting, black-hating, Mexican-hating, anybody that got any kind of ethnic heritage. They don't want them around. No way, no how. You get back.
Yeah, get back if you're black. There's that song. So for the Tea Party people to survive, they got to shut this thing down now. They got to regroup.
They've got to regroup and they've got to do some serious purging, as you heard that man say, purge out a lot of these racists, these crackers, and everything else like that.
But if they're not really racist. And they're not really rednecky, racist, kooky, crazy people, like you said. Who are they going to purge out?
Well, I think they've got to get some of these people that don't know how to keep their mouth shut, with those signs. They got to get them out of there. They've got to shut the whole thing down and re-examine the relationship with the media, especially this guy, this Glenn Hannity.
Glenn Beck?
Yeah, Glenn Beck or Lou Hannity. I forget what the man's name.
Lou Hannity.
Sean Hannity is the other guy.
Yeah, and rethink their relationship with him.
All right, I'm going to take a break here and take the opportunity here to at least play one little clip. This is Keith Olbermann. He was talking with Rachel Maddow, and this was, I guess, just before his show or just after his show or something. They're doing a little bit of a cross plug, and here he is talking about the two of them meeting in the White House with President Obama. Talking to him, and this liberal media sit down.
Karl Rove is now saying, if we did anything like that, people would go nuts.
When people talk about post-traumatic stress disorder in politics, do you ever feel like they're walking examples of this? Like they have forgotten what they did half the time while in the White House? This is exactly what they did. They had, not only did they have these meetings, but as you pointed out correctly, they were much more doctrinaire and much more politically, there were eligibles and ineligibles, and nobody ever crossed from one to the other. Pot and kettle, and it is stunning. It's just confounding and stupid and silly, and it just looks like another thing that they want to wring their hands about as loudly and as publicly as possible to scare people for no purpose whatsoever.
You're saying that they're very angry for a reason?
Oh, you can hear how angry a lot of liberals are. I'm not angry. I know they don't mean any wrong, but
The Tea Party got everybody thinking they're racist and they hate the Ku Klux Klan, everything,
And you hear how angry there, Mr. That was Keith, Rachel Maddow talking about that.
Well, they're angry because those guys are on the, I don't know why they're angry, but all right, we have Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton with us. They are from the West Virginia State Legislature talking about the perception is so negative now of the conservative movement and the Republican movement in general in the country that the tax Tea Party thing needs to be shut down, that they need to purge their membership of what they call extremists who make it appear as if the whole organization is racist and sociopathic. And it is their opinion, at least among the people they talk to, that the perception of the country now is the Tea Party people and the conservative movement in general is a racist, psychopathic movement. Now, that sounds pretty extreme to me, and they are dismissing what I see every day on television, people who actually support it, but then again, that is Fox Television. Look, we'll take a break. We'll be back with your phone calls and with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and this is the groundbreaking, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous... Oh, yeah. Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, yeah.
Time now for Life Imitates Phil.
That was very sensitive of you.
Well, I got to get moving here, okay? Life Imitates Phil. Today, in an online chat, Washington Post reporter Ben Pershing was asked why birthers and other conspiracy theorists, such as those claiming that former top Clinton White House aide Vince Foster was murdered, get play on the real media, while others, such as the 9/11 truthers, don't. Whatever, okay? This is from Think Progress. Ben Pershing said Perhaps there is an actual videotape of the planes hitting the World Trade Center that billions of people around the world have seen, while there is no videotape of Obama being born in Hawaii or Vince Foster committing suicide. That's exactly what Larry Grover said on our show last night, so we claim Ben Pershing, you listened to our show last night, you're repeating your chat, you thief.
This has been Life Imitates Film.
Thank you. So we're calling you out, you thieving, no-good, stinking...
Jew.
Don't say... We're joking about that, Ben. We're just kidding.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here. Kurt Quede and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State Legislature join us. A couple of very nice guys. They're both committed Democrats and supporters of President Obama. But you guys are saying you are not opposed to the teabagger people per se. You're trying to say there's a perception. But I want you to give me an example of why there's a perception that the Tea Party people are racist or the Tea Party people are sociopathic.
If I could, there's a lady here that brought the Tea Party through Charleston, West Virginia, which is, and a little woman was photographing the local paper, dancing her with a bone in her nose, and...
Would you say a bone in her nose?
Well, yeah, this lady had a bone in her nose, and she was doing and she was spinning a parasol over her head, and saying, Obamacare, you know, let's all do... And I think that's wrong.
Well, I would call that blatantly racist.
I don't think it's race. I think people are having fun. And I understand that people are having fun with it.
When you throw a woman's there with a bone in her nose, was she a white woman?
I don't know. She might. Well, that's the other thing. She had to be a white. You don't ever see any black people at these things. And that's why people think it is. That's another problem they have. They ain't got no black people. They can't attract no black people because it frightens a lot of black. They hang with that many whites who are not... I guess the coolest, the hippest people in the room, you know, and I don't mean anything by that.
But if you see a lot of the people with a bone in their nose or doing a fright wig, they sold out of these fright wigs the day before the Tea Party coming to town. And I don't know if...
What do you mean they sold out of fright wigs?
They had a run for the Tea Party coming to town of people buying the Don King wig.
Okay, 877...
Again, Phil, I know everybody, people are just trying to have some fun, but the perception is that these people are no-count, race-hating, race-baiting people, you know, and they got to shut this thing down and get it squared away.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I have not heard any of those comments, or I have not seen any of those news stories. Let's go to a phone call. We have Alan in Louisville, Kentucky. Alan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What can we do for you, Alan?
Well...
Yes, sir.
Listening to the radio here in Louisville, and... heard your two guests, and really, I don't know where they're getting their criteria from. They must be watching MSNBC or something like that, because I don't see that the consensus of the country is that the Republican Party is a bunch of fools that don't know what they're doing. They're fighting for the little men now. No, the Tea Party isn't what it started out to be. Its basis was credible. And now it's turned into something else. But I don't think it's changed.
Well, that's my point exactly. I think this man makes a good point. You know, it started out at well-meaning. We know a lot of people are good people. But what they do, sir, they allow some lady go, what do you say about a group of people allow a woman show up with a fright wig and a bone in her nose and saying Obamacare, you know. And she looked like something from
like a jungle movie.
Yeah, like out of a jungle movie or something like that.
Well, maybe it was just one of those... isolated instances.
No, we've had reports of this all over the country. You know, people dressed up as Uncle Ben. And I don't find that to be amusing. And I know the people mean well.
Maybe it's just the fact that there's a few kooks.
Yeah, but you see, the perception across the country now is that a bunch of people think Watermelon Joke is funny. And the whole point, like this man just said, the whole point of Tea Party... Is lost on people.
Is the gentleman there? I think we lost Kurt and Guy.
I'm still here.
Is our caller there? Yes, sir. Go ahead. Your comment.
Okay. The Tea Party lost.
Do we have the guys back?
I think they did, too.
No, we lost you guys, okay? So hold on. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, the Tea Party lost its sight, but I don't see that that's changed the the perception of the Republican Party. I mean, why don't you go ask the constituents of your Republican friends how they feel about their representative?
I mean, like everybody now is kind of looking at the Republican Party through this Tea Party pair of eyeglasses, and they think they lost their mind, you know, and I think they got to try to get their minds back. That's all.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I appreciate your phone call, sir. We'll be back with more of your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL as we talk here about the Tea Party and the Republican Party. Do people think they're racist? Crazy.
Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I need to stop there.
Welcome back to the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton, two good men from West Virginia. You guys are Democrats, liberals. You're supporters of Barack Obama. And I like talking to you guys because you're fair-minded. You have a lot of Republican friends, a lot of conservative friends.
Well, we do, Phil. But I think it bears repeating that they're doing so much damage to their cause, the Republican Party cause, the conservative cause with their Tea Party.
Well, you guys mentioned racism as being, they're perceived as racist.
In some instances, I'm sure they've got a lot of races, but you can't sit and eat fried chicken like you see them. If you look on the television, they had a Tea Party here, and I mentioned with Charleston, we went down to one in Baltimore and another one in Washington, D.C. And here are Caucasians sitting around a picnic table with a fried chicken. And they're busting out the watermelon, and they're breaking down corn on a cob, you know.
Yeah, they'll bust that corn on the cob down. Now, of all the fast food we have in the Charleston, West Virginia area, and we've got a lot, you ask yourself the question.
Not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, Kurt.
Go ahead.
Why do a group of Caucasians sit around and gnawing on a chicken leg like they are taking a break from, cleaning out the sump, you know? So my question...
Are you telling me that these people are eating fried chicken as a way of mocking President Obama?
Well, that's the perception again. You can't, they got no control over these Tea Party. They got no control over these nuts. And so it has now begun to infect the entire Republican Party and the conservative movement to the point where the perception now around the country... You understand? Again, I want to underline the word. The perception around the country of these Tea Party people... have lost their mind.
All right, well, we do have information here. The Tea Party Express number 2, Countdown to Judgment Day...
Oh, Lord.
...is starting on Sunday, and they're going to be starting in San Diego.
That's out on the West Coast where you are, right?
Yes, that's just down the road from us in San Diego.
Well, I think that if they know what's good for them, they're going to shut this down, they're going to shut it down good, and they're going to keep it shut down until they weed out all these chicken eaters and everybody trying to make a big... a joke out of the whole thing. Otherwise, they're going to look like a horse's ass, is like you just say.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, a number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to a phone call. We have Jim in Washington, D.C. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
You, Phil, good evening to you. This is...
Yes, sir.
Time to my that I've called in. I've listened to your show several times. I find you quite refreshing, by the way. I don't agree with you all the
Thank
time,
you.
But you're quite fair-minded and refreshing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I second that, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was saying, sir, that I second your opinion. We've been good friends with Phil for a long time. He's a wonderful man.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You, sir. You're sure. All right, let me get down to the brass tacks. The distinguished gentlemen that are commenting, I would really be interested. I don't really understand where they're coming from. On the one hand, they say, I mean, I understand what they're saying about the racism and rednecks and all this, but I don't understand if they're trying to tell me as a listener on your station that it is the perception of everyone in the United States, or is it their personal feelings?
Overriding per se, yeah, the perception of the people, the common man.
Hold on.
I would say the common man, you know, all the talk radio people, all that.
Well, let the gentleman finish. Go ahead, Jim.
But the reason I want to say that is because sometimes I hear them. I don't want to say what's in their mind. They have their thing. But what I hear them kind of hiding behind the expression of it's the perception. And then Phil, I've heard you try to have them clarify that a couple times, and I haven't heard them do it. I would be interested in wanting to know how they personally feel about the Tea Parties, how they personally think of these people who are at the Tea Parties. Having said that, I'll shut up because I want to hear the comment. But I am a conservative. I am open to many liberal viewpoints. However, I am, sir, not only not a redneck and not a racist.
Yeah, you give me another double gobble, too. Yeah, I'm going to go get one.
I'm not any of that, and I have no...
Kurt, do you want to field that?
I understand the gentleman, how he feels. I'm just trying to be the messenger here, and I'm sorry that I've got a bad message. You know,
the
messenger.
I would like to hear your opinion.
I'm saying say that again, sir. I didn't quite hear you. What?
Your personal opinion, because that would affect very much whether or not I'm swayed by your opinion or not.
You know, all I am, I'm just a state legislator here in West Virginia. My personal opinion doesn't matter a drop of rain at the end of the day.
I say that is I can find you left people. I can find you a lot of people, some people on the left, that actually believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy from the Bush administration. And yet that's not the majority of the country.
I'm just saying what the folks out there are thinking. They're thinking these Tea Party people are some kind of new age suburban Ku Klan, you know. That's what they're thinking. I don't know that that's true or not. I think when you allow people to come out and gnawing on a chicken leg and everything like that, it looked to them.
Like
a racism, you know.
People that do that are ignorant, and you have ignorant people both sides of the aisle, sir.
That doesn't make any difference now, because the Tea Party, they just stunk it all out. You know, they're stinking all out. What they're doing is they're stinking out your party.
This gentleman's saying there's people stinking out the Democratic Party.
Not like the Tea Party. This Tea Party is on TV every day. What's that?
I personally believe that the Republican Party does need some reform, but I'm actually very proud of the fact that, at least from my perspective, that the Americans who are not crazy
and
all this have formed together to form.
You got a lot of people at Tea Party will make a stop and get that side of collard green. Now, why do they do that? Because they want to make sure that when a TV camera on them. They're gobbling down a collard green like they're, out in the field, and they're waiting for the truck to come by and pick them up at 5 o'clock, you know.
That kind of behavior, sir, I would strongly condemn.
Jim, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Joyce in Houston. Joyce, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What can we do for you?
Yes, first, let me say that I am a black senior citizen grandmother. That's a few years
God bless you.
Shy
God bless
of 80
you,
years old. And this, what I'm hearing tonight is complete insanity. And this mess about there are no blacks in the Republican Party, it's not the Republicans' fault that blacks are not in the Republican Party.
Oh, ma'am, I didn't say not in the Republican Party. I said at the Tea Party when they come out, all the Caucasians out there.
Yeah, a lot of Caucasians on the Tea Party.
Let me tell you something. You're mentioning some... few signs that that's not right, but that's what the media picks up. They don't pick up on those nice signs out there. See, because I am out there. I am a black woman. And let me tell you something. The Democrat Party don't give a damn about black folks. They care about the black vote.
Oh, dear. Now, that's not fair, dear.
Hold on, gentlemen, because I think Joyce wants to say something.
The Democrat Party has done a good job in keeping my people 4D'd. Not OD, 4D, dumb, dependent, depressed, and Democrat. And you cannot tell me that the Republican Party is the cause of more blacks are in the Democrat Party. 99% of blacks voted for Obama. You can't get 99% of us to say that the sky is blue. So it is something wrong with us.
Well, Phil, Mr. Henry, why are you laughing at that?
I think the lady's funny.
Because I have lived next door to blacks ever since I come to Texas. And let me tell you something.
You don't want to sit down at a Tea Party, everybody eating collard greens. They made a special trip because they know the Fox TV is going to have a camera on them.
That stuff doesn't even bother me. because I am okay with who
they
I
did.
Am.
They took a side trip.
What do you guys mean they took us?
With who I am. The Democrat Party don't give a damn about blacks. Now, let me tell you this.
Now, you know
they
that's not true. I mean,
have
we have all kind of Caucasians.
They have fooled blacks. They have kept us. They have kept my people on the plantation all these years voting Democrat. And you come into any black community and look at our rundown community. Drug houses
and
everywhere.
Keith Olbermann said Michael Steele is a self-hating black man.
Wait, hold on. All right, Joyce, hold on. Joyce, hold just for a second, dear. You said something, Kurt, that I didn't like. And
what I say?
You said that Keith Olbermann called Michael Steele a self-hating black man, and I heard him say that, and that's an ignorant thing to say.
Yeah, but Keith Olbermann is a good, well, I shouldn't say this, he's a Jewish man, so he know.
What does that mean, he knows?
He's just as radical as what you were saying that you thought that stood at the Tea Party. The Democrat Party don't care nothing about us. And let me tell you, I left the Democrat Party, I guess, 40 years ago because all they do is use us for a vote.
We don't see them anymore until it's time to vote for them again.
And here they come to the rundown black communities. And you
I wonder if this lady's a black woman.
She's a black woman? She said she's a black woman.
I thought you were a man. I'm sorry.
40 years ago.
Listen to her.
You're on fire.
And once they get our vote, we vote for them. We don't see them anymore.
Back up, flammable, it's time to vote
for them again.
Flammable load ahead.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah. That's your perception. That's not the world.
You got the Caucasians in the Democratic Party all wrong. These Democratic Caucasians are good for the black people. And
what are you talking about, the Democratic Caucasians?
What do you mean good?
I hope you're all having a good time. We're trying to help the black people, and now you're laughing, and Keith Olbermann.
And right, you're the guys that said that Keith Olbermann was a nice Jewish boy, so he ought to know. Joyce, thank you so much for your call. You're on fire, girl, and thank you, and that was a very good series of comments, I think, from Joyce.
You know, Phil, you must enjoy it when you get a African-American come on here and make me look like a horse's ass. I'm a Democrat. I'm not no Republican. She come on. She's black, and she ripping into me like I'm a plate of beans and rice. And she's saying all this. I said the Caucasians in the Democratic Party good people, and she laughs.
So what? You guys are talking about the Caucasians in the Republican Party eating fried chicken.
They're eating fried chicken at a tea party to make that lady look bad. And meanwhile, we come Caucasian, we care, and she laughing at us. Now that lady laughs. She laugh loud, she laugh hard, and laugh long.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to line 6, because we do have a gentleman who is an actual state's representative like yourselves in New Hampshire, I believe. It's Al. Al, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Yeah, hi, Phil. This is Representative Al Baldassare from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Al, on my way from a dinner in Boston, and I was disgusted what I just heard on the radio from them two state reps from West Virginia. Those are Americans. First of all, you just had a hero on the phone, the American that just spoke. The Democratic Party continue to go with the black, with the racist. Obama is half white and half black, just like some of my nephews and nieces. They're Americans.
Oh, I know that, yeah. We try to get everybody around here to understand that. We got a few whites to vote, you know.
Now, yeah, otherwise they don't want to vote for them.
Them two state representatives, I've been to tea parties in Boston. I've been to them here in New Hampshire and over in Vermont. What I see is Americans, black, white, Mexican, Spanish, women, all races, Americans that are out there. They're calling them nuts, but the reason is because their message is loud and clear. Enough is enough. The Democrats have taken the minorities and left them in the gutter. And
I know that. I know. But how come they put on a fright wig and all of this?
That's not right. I'll tell you right.
And the Fox TV, they had that on there.
Flip. You show me the clip on that there.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you right now, it's probably one of them Democrats there that are probably getting in there and making it look worse than it is.
So you think it's like a ringer or something, Al? These guys are sticking them in there, huh?
That is slander. That's libel. That libel.
Let me tell you this, state representative.
I've seen a white man eat chicken as clear as I'm looking at you right now.
I'm Italian and I eat chicken. Does that mean I'm a racist?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think it's a bad thing to do on a tea party when you know Obama. I mean, you got a black president, all these whites sitting around gnawing on chicken, making a special trip for collard green. You know, and...
Oh, you guys are reading stuff into stuff that doesn't even mean anything.
That's right.
Everybody takes chicken to a picnic.
When the last time you picked...
I was in the Marines and ate the food there. Does that mean I'm a racist?
I was a Marine, too. You know, we had to eat anything they served us. Sometimes
that's
they served a slop just to get a big laugh out of it, you know.
All right.
No, I don't think a racist in the Marine Corps. I think they were just being cruel and want to torture us, you know. But now I see a white man eat collard green. I say, now, he ain't in the Marines, so he's got to be some kind of a racist. Sitting there gnawing on that collard green like he thinks he Uncle Ben's stepson, you know.
Okay.
You know, so I have nieces and nephews in my family, and I'm Italian.
Uh-huh.
That are black and Puerto Rican. They're Americans. This every word out of the Democrats' mouth is always about racism. They are the ones that continue to bring this up, and I feel bad for the Americans there on the way they're treated by the Democrat Party. You continue.
Well, you did hear, gentlemen. Yeah.
Give them. Okay.
Well, now hold on a minute. You know that we have done very good. We've tried to help the black man up, but what are you doing now? The black man are kicking us right in the groin. He don't care if it swells up the size of.
I don't want you using that term, if you don't mind.
What did I say?
You said they're kicking them right in the you know what, and I don't want to.
Well, what are black people now turning on us? They're turning on us like a pack of wild dogs, you know. It's like you're walking through the woods. And you have
Why
a hunting
Why do you
got
to go with black people? Why do you have to
what is
that
it? Yeah.
They're Americans. Americans stand up for what's right.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah, you're right about that, yeah. Yeah, well, it slipped my mind. That didn't slip my mind, but what I'm saying...
It slipped your mind. Listen, Al, thanks so much for your call. I got to take a break here. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Very good call. Thank you, sir, and thank you for your service to the great state of New Hampshire. 877-876, what are you looking at?
What are you going to kiss the guy's butt for?
What guy's butt?
Yeah, you're talking about the great state of New Hampshire, man. How do you know it's a great state?
I said the Granite State.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't say great. Jeez. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Kirk Queedy and Guy Barton in just a moment.
Phil Hendry.
Phil 877-876-PHIL with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy from the State House in West Virginia as we talk about the Tea Party, which is going to be launching part two, phase two of the Tea Party. The Tax Tea Party is launching on Sunday. They're in San Diego, and both of you guys have said it needs to be shut down because of the racism. We're going to get to, because not of racism, you say there's a perception there of racism, which is hurting the Tea Party movement. I want to get to some calls.
Well, Phil, I just one thing. You and your caller's been having some fun here tonight. I know misrepresented everything that the guy and I are trying to say.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, you have. But I know Guy had something to say. Tell Phil what you said to me in the break. Well, I suppose the only thing I said, Phil, was if I had... I love fried chicken, too. There's no question I love fried chicken. But if I had fried chicken, I'd have the common decency and the common courtesy as a Caucasian. I'd eat it in the privacy of my own... You know, within the house, they have decency to do that, but not the flaunting it out on a tea party, make it look like a racism.
All right, let's go to a phone call. I don't know. Here's Bobby in Mobile, Alabama. Bobby, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and what is on your mind, sir?
Are these guys really trying to say that what you eat makes you a racist or not?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm saying the perception, sir. I'm trying to say to you the perception is out there among rank and file American, the Tea Party people, when they stick a corn cob in their mouth, or, you know, they shove a wedge of pie in their face, people think they're mocking a black people. They're mocking a Obama's Sunday night dinner, you know.
When they put a wedge of pie in their... Yeah, go ahead, Bobby.
man, I'm from down here in Mobile. That's just what we eat. I mean, that's what we eat in the South. We like fried chicken, well, college game, biscuit cooked in fatback. I mean, that's just good old food. I mean, you're not trying to make fun of somebody just for eating it.
No, most people don't know that. You know, most people think any white, any Caucasian, you know what I mean by the Caucasoid, he's going to come up, put a wedge of pie in his face. And, you see a Caucasian with a wedge of pie hanging out of his face, they're going to say, now look at that man. I bet you're going to go out and try to keep a man from using a bathroom. And
are you kidding me?
The American people are that ignorant.
I got to tell you, you know, I wanted to believe that, too. I was just like you, Bobby, at one time in my life. I had all kinds of ideals and high hopes for people. And I said, you know, people just can't be that ignorant. They cannot be that without a soul, you know, soulless. And then I heard a man say, I saw a Caucasian with a wedge of pie stuck in his face with a big bright eyes on him. And he said, man, that man, he looked like he's just fixing to keep somebody from riding a bus. Yeah, that'll happen, you know. And,
are you kidding me? What do you mean by a Caucasian with a wedge of pie hanging out of his face?
I'm talking about if you get like a snapshot of a man, he's looking up and he's surprised, he sees you, and both hands just has the wedge of pie in his face, not even use a fork.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Are you trying to say it was racist for my buddy to bring a watermelon to work and that we were making fun of the black guy that works with us? I mean...
I think. Are you telling me you Caucasoids got together and hunkered down on a watermelon? And the black man right there? Oh, man, you got more guts than me.
I'd
love to be able to do that.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. And you know what? You guys need to rethink something. Phil Hendry.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.